Good morning, folks. The time is now 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the lovely township of Lakewood, New Jersey. Temperature's a balmy 81 degrees. The perfect day to, I don't know, lie in bed, sleep in, or maybe just
get out of bed right now if we don't want to be late for Shachris on the second day of this month. Come on, let's go, Rabbi Sai, Mordechai, David, Eliezer, Yitzi, let's go, come on! Rabbi Sai, move!
It was the beginning of the Knak Elozman. Everyone was learning fast in the Beis Medrash, and it was a matzav where the oilam was well rested and able to sit still after Bein Azmanim. And there was a major Kol Torah pumping. The Chevra was Gishmak, the Kav guys you could say handle a Tiva Svara with, and schmooze over inspirational coffee room hack. And the dorm counselor was Mamasha Rockstar.
Okay, Nura Boisai, you gotta go. Zab Gen Shlofen, everybody in Tibet, you? Okay, Shai, close the book, please. Last have to be off right now. Let's go.
Hold, give me another 10 minutes, Mercedes.
Okay, listen, you don't close the book right now.
I'm in the spectacular. I just have to finish this one Nakuda. One second.
I'm gonna tell you how the book ends right now if the light is not shut
off. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Yes, 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 I will, okay? I'm gonna tell you the end of the story. There's not gonna be any point in you staying up all night.
Stop, I'm not listening. Stop. No.
Okay, this is what happens at the end of the book. Bolshuva gets married, he saves the world, and they live happily ever after.
Whoa, Yankee, you can almost be the next Yaro Weinstock.
Shkoich, and you can close the light and go to sleep. Good night.
But the guy that the story is really about, his name was Shmuley Felder. A great guy. A feste bacher. Talented, smart, funny. He knew how to learn and everyone liked him. Ala Milas, that was Shmuley. Anyway, Shmuley Felder and Dovi Bloch, who was his chavrusa, they'd had their coffees already, their gemaras were lying open in front of them, just getting into the raid, when what do you know, they get stuck over pshat in the sugi.
Why are you putting? It's your mom, it's your behemoth.
What's this? Over there is honest. Nothing is up to
do. How can you be honest? His
responsibility
is to
demand
it.
But he's not a pariah. If he's not a pariah, then If nothing is up to do, then he's right up to honest.
Your shush doesn't mice it.
Yeah, but who cares if his shush doesn't mice it? Who cares if his shush doesn't mice it? When you're nothing is up to do.
This is the trust my behemoth
is doing the mice. But I feel like he's honest. Difference.
It's my mom.
But who cares if it's your mom? There's nothing up to do about it.
You're the ball boss and the behemoth.
I'm the ball boss. You're the ball boss.
You're the behemoth.
Bocharim.
Rebbe!
Who's the balabas and who's the behema?
Yeah, Rebbe, we're trying to figure out together in this game.
I was telling that it's Alts Ishmiru, and Dov was telling that it's Alts Yerushus Mazik.
Aha, this is Mamish Bissazam's Chakira. I'm going to say it over in Shia today, but if you want to prepare, maybe go through the shtickle together. It's Oisil Dal and Evan Ozel.
Say that.
And by lunch, I want both of you to go and buy yourselves copies of Evan Ozel.
Say that.
Rebbe.
Okay, Beseder. Good.
Okay, phase one of project going to Torah Treasures to buy two Evan Ozels. The next chapter in the adventures of Dovi and Shmuley.
Okay.
Why did Rebbe make us buy Evan Ozels, Stan?
I don't know. I heard he's a big Evan Ozel guy. He's very into Brzez Zalman. But from a comment, I heard that he holds that it's an Iker Saver.
Agav, how far is Torah Treasures from here?
I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
I hope you have money because I'm not laying out money for you again.
Don't worry about it.
It's like a chazoka, every time you go somewhere, I don't know, Thursday night Walmart trip in camp, you know, everyone, who goes to Walmart with that money, you know? You show up there, Dobie Block has no money. I had to chase you around for a week after that to get my money back.
Excuse me, I got that time, I paid you back the next day.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, whatever, I'm just saying it makes me feel better that you have money this time.
Can you stop it already, it's enough.
I'm joking. I'm just making you crazy. You think I wouldn't lend you money?
You need a ride somewhere?
We are trying to get to Torah Treasures. You have room in the car for us?
Come inside.
Okay, Dobie, pack in.
Do me a favor. You don't mind moving my hat into the car seat over there. Go ahead, out of mind.
This hat?
Be careful. It's actually going to If you want, you can sit in the car seat, but I'm not paying for any dry cleaners. And if you want, you can schlep it out of the car and you can put it on the roof. Yeah, I have a roof rack. Yeah. All right, yeah. One second. Oh, 1 second. 18 wheeler over here. It doesn't help when I'm driving.
Who are these tatties?
You know, these balls from learning yeshiva. The mamish big, huge tzaddikim. What's your name?
My name is Shmuel Elimelech Felder.
One second, Hannah Sprintz, I said no. You're not gonna let a kid your finger out the front window when daddy's driving the car.
I'm not sticking out my feet. No. I'm just doing mama. Doctor said, mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkey jumping on the bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Torch is ready. I'll get me right back there. Okay, one second. I'm ready for your father to save it.
Okay, fine. Grüßen Sie, Gerhard. Pleasure getting to know you. Geschmack right.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, yeah. That's okay. Just hang away.
So we have an Evan Ozzel.
Excuse me?
Two Evan Ozzels. Can I have two Evan Ozzels?
Two sets?
No, two. Just one Zeke. You have...
Zeke, I'm sorry. I can't give you...
You only have sets?
Yes.
Yeah, you might have broken sets?
If I have broken sets, I can give it to you.
For how much?
$12 each.
Okay.
Good.
Hey, they have you at Ted. I sent in a picture of the Rishivas Chasan, a beauty picture of the Rosh dancing with the Mashkech. Let me see if we got it.
Found two? What do you got for me?
Give me $24.
You found two broken sets?
I just saw two. Give it to me.
Okay, here you go. Oh my gosh. Don't be not going to believe this. I don't have a cent.
Don't worry, I'll lend you on it.
Mosa Haskell for life.
Well, I'll lend you money.
Okay, lay out $24 for both of us together.
Fine, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is for you.
I'm going... I feel like a Veltz loser. I'm going home right now to pay back. I'm going home to get money. I'm actually going to pay back now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, shkaya.
Okay.
Whoa. I did not expect that to happen. So I owe you $12. Okay, let me just call my father to see if anyone's home. Yeah, so I can pick up money.
Okay.
I hope you're moichmi for the whole musashmus I gave you before.
Hello.
Hello, Tati.
Oh, hi, Shmuley. How are you, Tadek?
Baruch Hashem, fine. Let me ask you something. Are you home?
Actually, I'm not home. Why?
Because, whatever, long story. I came to town to buy a safer and I didn't have money. My chavrusa laid out money for me, and I want to pay him back ASAP. Is there anywhere I can meet you that to get money from you?
Not really. I just walked into Beis Medrash right now. I have a chavrusa, and after, I'm going straight to Avah Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Is Mommy home?
No. I think she's by Dr. Shadik with Shleimala.
What do you think I should do?
Why don't you just go home, check there might be some money lying around next to my desk or someplace over there. I don't think there's money, but why don't you just give it a try.
Okay, maybe I'll try that. Okay, fine, Shkoyach, thank you so much.
Okay, Zagizun, thank you very much for calling. Atzloch, I love you, Tzadik, bye.
Bye.
What happened?
Okay, here's the sitch. My father's learning now, my mother's not home. I'm gonna go home to check if there's any cash. And if not, I'll pay you tomorrow. What's coming to him?
Say there, buddy, don't worry about it.
I know, I just feel so stupid.
Okay, see you a second, say there.
Okay, Shkoyach, see you.
Call to.
Hey, Mario!
Yes, Mooney, what's up?
Mario the Mighty Mailman. Fastest mail slinger in the West.
That's mail singer, eh?
Yeah. You got any mail for me today?
I don't know. I haven't checked. Maybe, yeah. Yes. Yes. How's the mail?
All this is for me?
Yes.
Wow, shkoyach.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cape Rising, USAA. Brooks Brothers. Ura. 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 Gershon Steiner?
Dear Shmuley, I know it's been a long time since we were together in school. Years have passed, and even though we were just little kids then, I realized that what happened between us stayed with me until today.
Shmuley Felder is the weirdest kid in the universe. You know what he just told Rebbe in the hall? He's such a loser.
The loser, Shmuley, the loser, Shmuley, the loser.
Shmuley just snitched on me, everyone. Hey, Shmuley, Lashon Hara. Yeah, Shmuley? Look at me when I'm talking to you, Mechutzef. I do not find it funny. You think Lashon Hara is nothing? You think I had him fun? Huh? I'm not Michael you. Everyone hears that? I'm not Michael Shmuley.
I remember how I used to bully you in the yard and push you down and get the other kids in the class to beat you up. I know how I tortured you without Rachmanis. Most of all, I can't forget that day when...
Okay, where's Shmoy's math book? Is this his?
Yeah, this one.
Okay, give it to me. Shmoy, see this? Stop! I'm telling you, this is nothing compared to what you're gonna get in hand for saying Lashon Hara.
Okay, class, open your math books to page 183. Felder, where's your math book?
I'm warning you, don't snitch. It's not Kedai.
Speak up, please.
I left it at home.
I can't hear you.
I left it at home.
You left it at home? Why did you leave it at home? Who asked you to leave it at home? How's it gonna help us if you left it at home?
I don't know.
Did you also leave your pants at home? I can't hear you. Did you also leave your pants at home?
No.
You didn't leave your pants at home. You remembered to bring your pants. What? You remembered to bring your pants. So why did you remember to bring your pants and not remember to bring your math book? I don't understand. Think about it for a second. You're here. Your math book is at home. I mean, listen, can you imagine a plumber that comes to work, and when he gets there, he says he left his tools at home? I beg your pardon, sir? I can't hear you. Did you say something? Okay. Next time you leave your math book at home, please leave yourself at home. Okay, enough time wasted. Moving on.
Anyway, I wanted to send you this letter for years and years, but I was so miserable bringing it up, but I never forgot. This year, when L came around, I told myself that I wouldn't push it off anymore, and finally take responsibility for what I did, and do what I should have done years ago. I'm sorry, and I beg Mechila from the bottom of my heart, and I hope you forgive me. I also want to pay for the math book that I ruined. Sincerely, Gershon Steiner.
And taped to the back of the letter were 12 $1 bills. $12. The exact amount that Shmuley needed to pay back his chavrusa. I learned a bunch of lessons from this story. Number one, sometimes you might think that you have the worst life in the world. And you know something? You may be right. But just remember, this too will change. Things will get better. Just like Shmuley Felder, a shy and bullied child, went on to become the leader of his group. Number two, the Hashkacha shown in this story was pretty amazing. Not that we Chalila ever forget about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's constant involvement, but this was quite the reminder of his Shlita on our lives. And number three, the thing that impressed me most about this story, the fact that Gershon remembered what he did to someone else even after so many years. And not only did he remember what he did, he took achrayis for his actions. He took responsibility. And that, to me, was what made this story so amazing.